talk, nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Hi, welcome to the, what is it, full 90? No. Nerd Talk Plus, there it is, our deeply weaker look into the stories that make this world nerdier. I think I might be changing that. From Odyssey's Nerd Talk, I'm your host. He used to work with us, and now he grows the finest mustaches in all of the land. Ooh. Straight from Spokane, Washington, he is Spokane Brandon. Hi!
Hey, I was actually considering shaving it this morning because I realize now, or I forgot that people do, No Shave November or Movember, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I should just be a dick and shave my mustache during the month.
That grow a mustache on your dick.
You'll be no stash November.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Just like a mustache hipster, you know? Ride a penny farthing.
I just keep hearing about No Nut November, which is completely different.
All right. So anyway, making this podcast unable to be submitted for consideration from the East Coast all the way from Florida, our favorite alligator laser man, he is Siege. Hi, Siege.
Hey, everybody. I missed you.
Yeah. Missed you, too. I'll start off about myself today. I've been sick. I have been through it all, and I'm not pumped about life right now. My kid was sick last week, then we all thought we were in the clear. I get strep throat. It turns out that I also got hand, foot, and mouth from him, or possibly it was dormant from the last time I had it, the second time. And then they thought I might have shingles, and if you get a good look, if we ever play this anywhere, you'll see that I have all the marks on my face, and then I've got like, I don't know if it'll focus or not. I've got
you
a
got
bunch
those hand
of my
feet.
Yeah, man.
Monkey paw. That.
What they say isn't true. You see on the finger that I got a bunch of just weird spots and sores all over my body. And so, it hasn't been great. So just a little preemptively, I'm in a grumpy mood and I can't have whiskey to compensate, which I would like to right now for Nerd Talk After Dark. But also, I'm excited to see you guys before Thanksgiving.
I don't buy that medical advice for a second.
They say that you can't have whiskey, but then you're allergic to the one medication that actually helps you with these things, which, hey, I can relate to that because I'm also allergic to that. And amoxicillin is what it is. I used to get strep throat like at least twice a year when I was a kid. And I was and then I'm like, I'm allergic to amoxicillin, but that must not mean anything. And then somebody one day was like, no, that's what they give you for that thing that you always have. And I was like, oh, that would be super convenient to have actually been able to use that.
Yeah.
Sucks for my kid, though, because we found out he's allergic, too.
Oh, boo.
So wait, did they give you something else then?
Yeah, I mean, they try to give you like a different, I think, penicillin derivative. Just to
like
see if
zithromycin.
Like
zithromycin.
Yeah,
mushrooms.
Yeah,
and just take a bunch of mushrooms.
Perfect. There it is. Yeah, or as we learned, you inject rubbing alcohol into your butt.
Yep.
But they.
when did we learn that?
Yeah.
Bring that butt over here, or what? You gonna bring that butt over here, or what?
I don't regret that at all.
Yeah, but then like you're probably are you also allergic to azithromycin? So you're just allergic to like penicillin and all of its derivatives. Oh no, just the amoxicillin.
Okay, I'm gonna dive into this a little bit, but then I have a question for our resident pharmacist after that.
Question of the week.
Find us on nerdtalkplus.com to submit any of your answers or whatever if you're smarter than us. Anyway. So I go to the doctor. She's like, you got strep. Here's the medicine for it. Okay, great. 2 days later, I'm like, something's not right. I'm getting spots all over my scalp. And I thought I just had a few of them, some bumps. And then she looked and she was like, oh my God, they're everywhere. And I was like, awesome reaction. Okay. And then, I had the hand thing and she's like, I think you got three things going on here at the same time, dude. I think you got strep, maybe hand, foot, and mouth, possibly shingles, and probably a drug allergy. And I was like, oh, that sounds
nice.
Awesome. I've never been allergic to amoxicillin before. I've taken it many times in my life. And so I've heard everyone speculate from it's the 5G in my blood from taking the COVID vaccines that is doing it to
that's
a joke, by the way. I just want to be very clear that I think that's ridiculous.
If we just put this on Twitter now, then we can say anything we want. So
we're famous.
It's true.
We win the award.
Yeah.
Ta-da! Anyway, yeah, so, like, that's a weird experience to go through all those things at the same time. Okay, fine. But then I go to another doctor because I'm like, hey, do we need to make sure this isn't shingles? Because it, like, hurt. My hands hurt real bad. And he was like, yeah, it's not shingles, man. And you're just having a reaction to that drug. And I was like, what's the difference? Like, do I need to go to the allergist and get, like, tested for that? What's the difference between reaction and allergy? And he was like, huh. Goes to Google.
So stupid. What?
Man, no, I mean, I've never
what's the thing that you can't take if you take a certain medicine and you can't eat grapefruit? Isn't there like a medicine that is
there's some stuff that you can't have like high acidic things for. I was on a medication before that I couldn't drink grapefruit juice for like a week while I was on it or something like that. Yeah. But I don't know that that's anything other than just like you can't take it while you're taking that.
Like, when I took warfarin for my first blood clot, because I've had two, because nice. I'm a mutant.
What's up, bruise?
Yeah, the human bruise.
The human bruise.
That's the best. You've changed my life with that, just for the better. For the better. When I was on that, I couldn't eat, like, spinach. It was, like, a thing.
Yeah.
You couldn't have things that were high in vitamin A.
I was going to say
you were,
like,
melting your own blood.
Yeah, that's crazy. My dad is on a bunch of medications. Everybody knows I take care of my parents, and my dad is on a bunch of medications that have been like a dream for him because he can't. Yeah, for them.
they're like take care is doing a lot of work here.
Yeah. He can't have any leafy vegetables. He can't eat like anything
he's on warfarin.
Green. Yeah, he's like it's ridiculous, and he's just like loving it. He's like, I'm a carnivore now. I eat burgers and cheese, and that's it,
dude. Give that old man a high five for me. I like that guy.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I will.
So my question is that we have our resident, our question of the week, non-licensed pharmacist, Siege. What do you recommend?
Ah, man. Well, see, I've got probably multiple different creams right here. Some for antibacterial, some for antiviral, all of them for skin diseases.
Oh, good. Yeah, I've got some of that.
Yeah, you can put them on your face. Mine are usually to keep things off of my face and in my pants where they belong.
I'm just feeling down, though. I need like something that's like not like an upper, but a pick-me-up. Something that'll like light the eyes up for a moment. You got anything that's not cocaine, obviously?
Yeah, no, I've definitely got some of that. Those mostly come in pill forms, and we can probably crush them up if you want to snort them like that.
No. I'm thinking something like something you can take in your pocket. I need something like...
My Vicks Vapo inhaler?
Now we're talking. hold on up. I want to see that.
It's just little Vapo inhaler.
Is it good?
Vicks. Yeah, dude, this stuff is so good. This, like, I am, like, if you're from South Florida and you grow up with Vicks Vapo Rub, it's like Viva Voru, which is like the Latin pronunciation here in Miami. Everybody has it. It cures everything. You either rub it on your chest, or some people rub it on their feet and put on socks if they're sick. This stuff right here. Like, and
hold on, I have to interrupt you, Brandon. It looks like you're about to shoot off one of those like Mexican wedding poppers into your nose, like a Happy New Year.
I hope that's what it is. The mustache is even bigger off the other side.
this is like it's the same thing. It's like, I didn't know I had it right on my desk here, but it's basically it's the Thai version. It's called Pepex. Where's the camera? There it is.
Thank you.
Nice.
It's called Pepex.
Did you get it out of Taiwanese sex workers' Pepex?
I got it out of Thailand, and it was from a pharmacy. And it's basically, it's like the ingredients are 65% menthol, 12% bromiol, 9.5% eucalyptus oil.
What about bromiol? What was that?
Bromiol.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I misread that. Sorry, guys.
It's bone meal. I thought I was going to be going all night, but instead I...
When we were there, we... like everywhere that we went all night. We were on ferries. We were on... on like tuk-tuks or tuk-tuks or whatever. And then,
I'm sorry. I think there's a more politically correct name now than that, okay?
You can't say that. I think you can still call them chocolate shakes.
Anyway, teenagers were doing this, using this, and we had no idea what it was. And so then we finally saw it. You know, the best thing to do when you don't know what something is just to go buy it and try it yourself and see what happens.
Yes.
Well, if they'll sell it to you at a store. Yeah. I mean, like...
Yeah, in a Thai store, first of all. So I don't really know, like, what the rules are. Yeah. Actually, it's funny. Like, for it's a majority... what do you say? Like, Buddhist country, right? So they have really strict rules, you know, quote unquote rules around alcohol, sex, and all of those types of things. But then it's also everywhere you go, like, it's just like the worst places.
We all know the horrible stereotypes. Yeah. It's
no, and like there are a lot of like
visit.
Bad stereotypes. Like, a lot of Thailand is not like that, but a few of the places were very much like just like people walking up to you being like, ping pong show, and I'm thinking like, oh, like table tennis, sweet. And then,
I'm actually pretty good. I don't know if you saw my mustache and my penny wagon that I wrote up.
I'm not very good, but you know what? I will absolutely pay to go watch a couple Thai people like hit ping pong, like play table tennis against each other.
I bring my own paddle with me everywhere.
Somebody was like, yeah, that's not what this is, and you're
no,
not
Brandon,
go
no,
away.
Don't
I was like,
no, don't go in
you.
There. But Brandon's wife, do not go in there. Yeah. Brandon can handle it, but I think that your wife might die.
Yeah.
You probably. Stand outside and keep guard.
Yeah, she's popped a couple ping pongs out now too, though, so it's like that probably seems that's, like I child's
think,
play
I think,
now.
I think that's how she would that's how she would describe it too.
Also, I think exactly. That's probably a, like, if you get into that business, you probably have, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh, this is nothing now. Like,
yeah,
you come back for, as long as she's not on the right, wrong drugs, you come back for the grapefruit show later. That's the,
oh my God. I want to know what kind of exercises you have to do for that.
So is the grapefruit show like show played with like tennis rackets or what? I just don't know.
No, it's the electrified fly swatters.
What's the one in Miami where they with the scoop and they throw it and then under the
high lie?
Yeah, high lie. Yeah, you use a high lie.
Oh man, that would be great. A cesta.
Also, are the things that you play high lie with called highlighters, or is that a huge?
That's a huge mistake. But they're called cestas, and they're actually handmade by like three people ever.
By 3M.
They're all like by 3M and Boston Dynamics. They're woven. They're hand woven. Like out of like reeds and stuff like that. You can get the little plastic ones for like kids and stuff like that, but they're like custom fit to your hand. So it's essentially just like attached to your hand and you're just
an extension
like
of your arm.
Ball. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I see Brandon's face and he's just like probably enamored
like
right now.
I'm Googling it right now.
Okay. So I've seen the TikTok. I watched the live footage of the you know, the professional highlight league. There's eight people who play it total, and like it's and I've tried to watch, and there's this like lady commentator who is trying to explain to people how like, well, where can I buy one? And she's like, nah, you can't.
You can't buy. Like, that's not. Yeah.
No. You have to. Yeah. Now the thing is that they'll be 3D printed soon, and that'll be the highlights going big. I mean,
man, I hope so. Like, we kept it alive down here at Magic City Casino for God knows how long. There's like four teams of four players, and I mean, they redraft and they have a league every year, and like, you can actually buy a team. You can jump in on a team for like $2,000, and all you're doing is basically paying for uniforms.
Dudes, Nerd Talk Plus.
Nerd Talk
Plus. Are we about to sponsor a highlight team?
Hell yes.
Can we be called Miller Highlight?
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Get a sponsor involved.
That would be so cool. I think we could do that.
Now,
friends,
now,
I'm trying to think of the teams. There's the
tangential
Cesta Cyclones. It's all highlight puns.
Now, I don't know how will the Highlight Association feel about a foreign investor coming in, especially with our questionable morals and human rights his past.
Listen,
we'll put you up front, bro. Look at you. Look at that. You maybe trim up that mustache a little bit. You got to get that fresh haircut from your wife, and you show up and be like, I am business. Dude, Brandon.
My wife does not cut my hair, first of all. She fired me as a client a while ago. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she won't cut my hair. She hates cutting my hair.
why?
Yeah.
Are you a picky brat?
No, she is. She doesn't do a lot of men's hair. She doesn't like doing men's hair. And then she specifically doesn't like doing my type of haircut, because if you if she gets it wrong, she has to live with the fact that she can see it like every day and hates it. And then I have to live with the fact that she's complaining about my haircut that she did. So we just decided to see other people when it comes to doing our hair. No, but I really want to talk to you guys about, and I'm sure you might already be aware of it given your expertise of Hi-Li, but given the tangential nature of this sport, have you guys heard of Whirly Ball?
Yes.
That's okay. The thing that you could do up north in Linwood, right?
Yeah,
Edmonds, yeah.
Oh, you guys have that there?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God, we have it here, too. Do you guys do it in go-karts, too?
Yes.
Hell yeah. We got it at, what is it, like the Action Fun Center or something like that. Listen, you can do anything in Miami for like, at least, like if you got a couple bucks, we can figure out how to do anything.
Can you shoot an RPG? You got a couple bucks?
I've never played, but I obviously want to do that real bad. Because you're in like a little, you're in like a little turtle cart on ice, right?
Just like, no, it's not on ice. It's like literally you're like on a little go kart, and you're on like a basketball court, and you have a basic like tiny little like Hi-Li rackets, not rackets. What do you scoop? It's like a the trackball things. If you ever seen
Cesta,
sure,
yeah, get it right. Jeez.
And then you're basically driving around playing basketball, but with these wiffle balls. Like, the more you describe this, the more it sounds like I'm making it up on the fly as I describe it.
Those
to
are the
you.
Best
but,
games. Like, you guys, Try and tell someone about baseball. You're
this
like,
is
hey.
Like, yeah. Like, ours
Mongolia.
Is like,
let me tell you about this sport called baseball. It's amazing. Yeah. They're like,
but ours is like Death Race 3000 version of that, because it's actually on like a smooth concrete. Think of like your dad's garage where the floor is all smooth concrete, but it's also got like a little bit of oil slick to it. And think of that like a cone, like a big cone of that. And you're driving around on go-karts that go like 30 miles an hour, and you're whipping this ball that's actually probably about as hard as a baseball into like these goals. You're essentially playing lacrosse, bumper cars, go-kart on a slick concrete floor. And
I'm going to need that Vicks Vapor Rub before we get started.
Hell yeah, you are.
So about that Vicks stick, I saw that on TikTok, man. It's like some guys just going around campuses being like, here, hit the Vicks stick. It's not Vicks, but it's something else. It's some like herbal blend. And people are like, it's almost like smelling salts.
This feels like millennial vaping.
We actually used to use this. Zennial. Like, talking about not naming any radio stations I was at or any shows that we did, but there was,
of course.
We used to do things in, like, we used to have warehouse shows, and people used to, shall we say, do the rolls of some sort. And instead of sticking this straight up your nose, you'd have the other folks come around, put it in your mouth, and blow the VapoRub out the front of it where it goes up your nose into your eyes, and you'd just be like blowing up. Like, this is like, you could do like party drugs with this stuff, but like this right here is just straight for my brain and my sinuses that are not filled with mercury.
I'm even more afraid of Miami than I ever have been right now.
Come on.
I'm like too good a kid. I'm like, drugs are bad.
No, see, I mean, I'm a good kid too.
Except for the weed and the hallucinogens and the
rest of them.
And the booze and the... Yeah.
It's okay as long as you're with friends. That's all that matters.
All right. anyone listening right now...
Where's the disclaimer?
Yeah.
Siege does not speak for the radio station, the properties that own this, or anybody else.
Are we playing this one for your class, Siege?
Yeah, this one's going for the class. Everybody's going to be live tomorrow. Send all letters and emails to @BrandonMG on Twitter.
Perfect. Yeah, there we go. NerdTalkPlus.com. Guys, I discovered how you get Godzilla.
Only
fancy Godzilla. Ready for this?
Yeah.
I damn well am.
A nuclear submarine from the UK last year suffered a malfunction at sea. I guess the depth gauge didn't work right, and you got just nuclear stuff out at sea. And so if you happen to see a giant, what are the monsters called? What are they?
Kaiju.
The genre? Kaiju, thank you. But it is like, you know, like trying to colonize you or talk to you about some like third tier soccer team or something like that. Like, he's not like smash and destroy and punish. He's more like going to bore you into doing what you need to happen. Then you found the origin of the latest kaiju. It's a real thing that happened. BBC.com to read more.
I want to know what like a British, like Godzilla, it'd be God Save the Kingzilla. like what would a British Godzilla look like? Like, cause you go to the Japanese version, right? Like, it's very, it's a giant lizard slash dinosaur thing comes out of the water. Like, okay, so then the British version, like, what's it like? They have the eels, right, in the river they eat. Like, the jelly eel is like a thing that they're not the electric kind. They're just like a different kind of eel. So it's just like a huge. But then when they get them at like,
it's just a big limp dick. Just
it's
pops just
exactly. Like, it's just like the dick. Blood. Like, come over here. Let me eat you.
You got any warm beer?
Do you know?
Yeah. That's not how you make tea.
That's not how you make it. Oi. Oi, Bradford FC.
Now, to be fair, British could mean Scottish, so it could be Nessie.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Could wear a tartan hat or something.
I mean,
like
for our sake, as far as Nerd Talk Plus is...
we know our stance.
As far as we care about this, Nessie is just a whale's dick, right?
It's true. It's true. it's just a whale's now dick.
Now it's a tea-drinking, soccer-loving Godzilla beast, so...
but still a regular orca attached to the end of it.
Hold up.
You rub a little nuclear submarine on that whale's dick here, and you got yourself a kaiju.
What a curse. What a curse. That poor orca is like,
just cut it off.
It's like taboo in orca culture to get circumcised, so he just can't even do anything about it. But just the butter. Whoa.
Oh, orca butter. It's a delicacy in Scotland.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can only fish it out of the River Thames.
I was just closing out some tabs and came across that one.
Speaking of British things... So I just read a story when I was looking for, because we did no work this week because Gregor's sick and Siege and I don't do anything.
Yes, correct.
Preparing for this, I just read a headline that said,
"Careful how you're grabbing that microphone, brother."
I just read a headline that says Earth just received a laser beamed message from 16 million kilometers away, and now my problem with this doesn't have anything to do with the science and the technology. My problem is that I have
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Can I guess? That you have no concept of how far away 16 million kilometers is.
Exactly. Yeah. You could be like, that's 4 whole miles. Like, that's not impressive.
I was actually just Gregor. He was just up in the 14th floor of the building and he was just, beep, 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 beep.
I'm like, you mean a text message, right?
So yeah, someone sent me a GIF of a laser. I don't get it, but it's like, that's pretty impressive. So let me just put it this way. In order to travel to Saturn, the Cassini space probe left Earth, went around the sun, getting a gravitational boost from Venus. It came around the sun to the other side where Venus had moved around to that point. Now it got another boost from it, another kickoff of Earth past Mars and out past, just momentarily past Jupiter, and then to Saturn, traveling 2.2 billion kilometers in the process. So I happen to know that fact, which is a weird thing to, and I could be wrong with it.
No, numbers,
but it's something outrageous. So like when they're like, yeah, it went 30 million miles. You're like, okay,
cool. Yeah, sure. All right, buddy.
Yeah.
And like, 16 million, now, it went 16 million kilometers, which could be super, super far or very close for all I know.
Yeah. I have, like, hold on. How
it's,
far?
It's 10 million miles. It's around the way that IFL Science puts it, which, again, because we didn't know work, I have no idea how credible this is.
No, it is. 100, because 1.6K is 1 mile, so yeah. Which is a thing that I know,
yeah.
Because of Formula One. 384,000 kilometers away is the moon. So, and Mars is 33 million kilometers, or million, no, Mars is 54 million K away. So it's, you said 16, is that the number?
16 K, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a quarter of the way to, a little more than, a little less than quarter of a way to Mars.
Well, it says 40 times further than the moon is from the Earth. So if you put that in Mars, it's like, what is that called? Stoichiometry, when you try to convert units of measurement to other units of measurement.
That's, but that's, we're called, using, I've never Google. Heard that word ever.
Oh, that's yeah. what it's, I'm like, I'm 95% sure that's what it's called. Stoichiometry.
See, now you have to Google stoichiometry.
What did I learn this week?
So it's like, no, it's like when you put, you'd say like, okay, it's X. So if you said it's 40 times the moon distance over, is over, you know, X amount yeah. of distance to Mars. And then you just convert those distances by multiplying things that are, relative to that, and then you get the distance in the unit that you want. So like for instance, I have no idea exactly how far, I mean, I'd have no idea of anything. I don't know, I can't conceptualize 16 million kilometers at all, like I said. However, I have a much better, I have a much easier time grasping 40 times farther than the moon is from the Earth. I'm like, oh, okay, that relativizes it for me. So like, all honestly, moon to Earth units is a little bit easier for me to digest.
Yeah, all I know is that I can see Saturn through a pair of binoculars. So,
oh my god, my kid has binoculars. I gotta go do that.
Yeah, you can see the rings of Saturn through binoculars.
So the interesting thing for me about all this is that the perceptions were like taught totally wrong how massive space is, because you need to be able to fit it on one piece of paper, because otherwise no one cares, and already no one cares. But like, the thing that blows my mind is that the moon is like 30 Earths away from the Earth. It's not like in every picture and everything and every like graph, it just shows it that like, here's the moon, or here's the Earth and here's the moon. When in reality, it's it might be 30 moons away, but it's in reality, it's like way out here. I'm trying to keep it on the screen or whatever, so that way, like, it's so much further away than you could ever even conceptualize. Because it looks close, because we have nothing to like put it against a backdrop of. There's not like another moon that's like a little further away, and you're like, oh, I wonder. You can tell it's much closer. It's the same size or whatever, but it's much closer. Okay.
We also can't like, conceptualize the size of a whole freaking planet, because all we see is like this little cheese ball up there, and like we're standing down here just thinking, oh yeah, that's not that big a planet. But then you get on it, and it's an actual planet. It's a planet-sized planet.
You guys know
size planet.
You guys know how you go to like a sporting event, and then like in between, you know, periods or innings or whatever event you're at halves, they'll be like, guess today's attendance.
Yeah. And, like, oh god, that's the hardest thing ever.
It'll give you like, you know, a few different options, or sometimes it'll just say guess today's attendance, and I'll be like, I don't know, there's probably like 6,000 people in here, and then the winning attendance will be like 33,000 people. I'm like, I am so like, so I can't even conceptualize apparently the size or amount of a person, let alone the size of a planet or planets.
The only thing diameter. I can do when it comes to like deciphering distances is, I used to own a Japanese car that had the whole speedometer in kilometers. So I just knew that like if I was at 110, I was at like 60, 65-ish miles an hour. Yeah. Or then I knew if I was at like 160, I was at like 100 miles an hour. So that's really all I knew.
The 100K is the like easiest conversion I can make, because when I ride my bike, it's really cool to say that you went 100 kilometers because it's only 60 it's only 62 miles instead of going 100 miles, which is a lot more kilometers.
Hey, think how stupid it is that we're all on this like asinine measuring system when it could all be just an easy base 10 where we could figure it out, and I could easily teach my kid how to count things without having to be like, well, this one's base 12 and so is time, but then this other one, nah, not so much.
There's a really cool or really funny new SNL skit that I found very
Nate Bergazzi, buddy. Yeah, so I think we talked about it on here.
Did we?
Yeah, I think we might have, because You guys,
I think we talked about it in the chat.
The fact that I like it.
Yeah, probably.
Perhaps that. Yeah, where he's George Washington and he's like talking about his campaign promises, and they're like, and we're gonna have our own measuring system. Also, watch the Remember Lizards sketch from the weekend update. They just make fun of Imagine Dragons. It's very good.
I have a second question of the week for you guys.
It's week of the week.
Yeah. What was the 24th most popular password in the U.S. this year?
Oh,
Coxtagon. Like
Rihanna? Rihanna, I mean, that's how you say her name?
No, close. Be ready with the edit button, because the 24th most popular password in the U.S. is F*** you. Don't worry, I'll mark it. Do you want to know what the 63rd most
popular is?
That's
two for Brandon today. That's two swears.
The 63rd most popular is cheese.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I was hoping that, like, one. I read the headline is the most common passwords of 2023 are ridiculous, hilarious, and worrying. And I was like, okay, like, let's see how ridiculous. And
password, one, two,
number
three,
one
four.
Is password. Number two is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then one is 1 through 9. Then guest. Then QWERTY. Then 1 through 8. Then 1, 1, 1, 1. Then 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, nothing interesting at all until.
Number 31 is Siege's nuts for some reason.
It's true. It's true. They're everywhere.
It's on everyone's mind.
They're everywhere.
The way that he makes everybody in all of his classes listen to this podcast in order to get credit in their class, he also makes them all make their password Siege's nuts.
I need to be able to access your everything.
Well, to be fair, also, he does give them the freedom to, you know, make the characters a 3 where it should be an E and stuff. You gotta
Gotta be creative. I want you to be a thinker.
I like to think of like Dead Mouse, who stylizes the S with a 5 of just
Dead
Siege's
Mouse
nuts, but the S is a 5. It's like Dead Mouse's arch nemesis, Siege Nuts.
I think I'm changing all my passwords.
You ever see Siege Nuts? Yeah, I can only imagine right now Siege is like nervously laughing about this because he's like,
oh my God, I have to change everything.
Also, it's the 31st most popular. I'm so famous.
Great. Worldwide, baby.
That's just in the U.S., okay? Don't get a big ego about it, all right?
Okay, like, okay. I'm sorry. Sorry. Just keep 31st in the U.S. I can keep it down. I'm surprised that we talked about Kaiju and nobody brought up, especially me, the new Kaiju show on Apple TV. Have you guys checked that out?
Oh, The Monarch?
Yeah.
No. Shout-outs to Sean Gervin. Sub dummy.
Sub dummy.
Yeah, he told me, he's like, dude, you got to watch that. It's actually a good Kaiju show. And I'm like, listen, the one where Godzilla dies... in the early 90s, I would guess, that's the best one. I'm gonna look it up while you talk about it.
Yeah, this Monarch show is absolutely incredible. I'm in love with it. I was like, I'm a skeptic like you, because I'm definitely an old school lover of the old school Kaiju and like OG Godzilla and like a lot of the remakes. I mean, I will watch them just because I want to watch them and at least give it its fair handshake, but I'm just like out on some of them. But this one, 5 minutes in, I was in. Like, just like the way that they do it and they flash back and everything, it's essentially set in 2015. So this already happened.
But, oh, interesting.
Yeah, and they had G-Day in San Francisco in 2014. So a lot of this stuff is happening as a result of what happened in 2014. But it also flashes back to Kong Skull Island, 1973, and Monarch and all the things that they were doing. Yeah, it ties in the whole John Goodman thing from Skull Island and the information and all the packet and like just all sorts of like source codes and paper and everything. And a really cool part of this that I just love is because it does time jump. It time jumps between, like, you know, the late 50s and essentially present day, 2015. And there's one character that is constant throughout that, and it is played by Kurt Russell in present day and his son Wyatt Russell.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
In 1950s, and it's awesome. It is awesome. Awesome. I love the through line. It's only got 2 episodes out right now. I think the third one comes out like every Wednesday or something like that.
Okay.
And but I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And just the one quick clip that has Godzilla in it from like the G-Day flashback that they because they're introducing everything slowly but surely and like dragging it out, and it's great. But the one clip that has the actual Godzilla in it, it's so well done. It's not this like cheesy, like fake Godzilla that, you know, they try and remake and make him look evil and more like a T-Rex and everything else like that. It's very true to what the OG Godzilla was, but very much lifelike. It's really cool. Gave me chills. Man,
I want to see this now because obviously a big fan. It was Godzilla versus Destoroyah.
Yes.
Was the name of it. 1995. And it's like, you know, Godzilla is one of these, like, the Japanese constantly prepare to fight him until someone else shows up, until Mothra shows up, and then Godzilla's like, he's kind of like, weirdly, like a Japanese pimp.
Yeah.
Because he, like, keeps everyone, that's my city to destroy. Those people mm-hmm. are like, I, the radiation bombs that happened that created me are what make me angry, but, like, also, that's my home. And so, yeah, someone else shows up, and he tries to, like, destroy him, and, like, finally someone gets the, spoiler alert, someone gets the best of Godzilla, and it's sad because he goes down fighting to like destroy Destoroyah, but loses in the process. And it was kind of like the end of one of the Godzilla arcs. You know, it changes all the time. And it was like the main guy, his vision was like, that was kind of like one of his last films, if not the last film that he was involved in. So to have someone come back and pay it tribute, I think is cool. I remember I used to get excited for the new shows, like the Matthew Broderick one and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it like,
yeah.
God, it was always just
yeah,
so disappointing. So I'm glad to hear that you have some positives.
I can't.
Yeah, and it's not just Godzilla too. So I'm going to leave it there. It's not just Godzilla. This is a true like multiple kaiju, multiple different beasts situation. So I saw Brandon's eyes light up.
this just like okay. Two things. First of all, I can't stop thinking about Godzilla coming out of the water dressed like a. Like basically a 1970s pimp with like a velvet suit on, swinging purple, a cane, like a purple. Big feather fedora. Yeah, just coming out and
cocaine's
like,
a hell of a drug.
Charlie Murphy,
just bitch slapping Mothra.
That's how you just get him out of the sky. Slap! Backhand. Just,
if I would just love to see, you know how they did the Star Wars, what was the Star Wars, all the, like, different vignettes that they did in the different animation styles?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's the different studios each took a swing at it.
Exactly.
Maybe a couple seasons of it.
Yeah, love to see that for Godzilla, but where one of them's just like a blaxploitation film. Godzilla starts coming out of the water and you just hear bump, 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 bump. That's just the funk starts playing.
Godzilla! Pulls up an old lowrider Cadillac with gold rims and 1,000 spokes on them. Curb feelers.
Well, then, like, would it be about him like trying to like control the drug trade or something like that? Like being like, only Godzilla sells drugs on these streets, bitches.
Get off my corner. You don't hoe here in Japan. This is my city.
Yeah, like that?
Godzilla. Yeah.
Brandon, get working on the musical background for this, okay?
Yeah, I was gonna say, dude, we gotta put this.
Some music for that.
Yeah, perfect. So like that, and then I just want to play a quick game of Make It Worse.
Ooh, okay. Oh, wrong button.
It's time for America's favorite game show, Make It Worse. And here's your host,
Brandon.
Pipsilla. Okay. What could possibly be worse than a giant lizard coming out of the water to destroy your city?
Penis.
Oh, I've got
orca. Orca penis.
Right before we started the show, I was a few minutes late because I went in to use the restroom, and my 6-year-old had clogged the toilet, so when I opened it and tried to give it a flush to get it going, something even worse came out of the toilet.
Yes, correct.
Now we have to wonder, so it didn't, like, Fukushima, right, like, became a bunch of, like, backed up wastewater that they're slowly releasing into the ocean. Do we have to worry about mutant turds?
Dude. Fingers crossed.
Oh, man, I feel sorry for what we're doing to Japan today.
All right, oh, well, man. Poor Japan. That's a thing. I
also
just
blew up the Starship again. Did you see that?
Oh, dude. I wondered if you made it up in time for that. Okay, so SpaceX this week, they sent up the second test of the Starship spacecraft. What it is it's supposed to be what Elon Musk wants to send people to Mars in. And the idea is you have a giant booster with like 30 rockets in the bottom, and then once it gets taken off and it goes high enough up, it shoots the second stage, which is what would carry the people away. And you need like tons and tons of thrust to get people off of the Earth and then away from our gravity to another place, right? Perhaps you could even send it to another part of the Earth. You could go to the moon, whatever. And what they do is they bring the first stage back.
Did you see the actual... Did I send you the map that they had where they had the little graphic of it where they actually have to refuel the second stage of the booster? It essentially launches, goes around the Earth, gets an orbit. They launch another one while it's making that orbit, sending that up, and that the second rocket refuels the first one and essentially gives it a slingshot burst off into space fully fueled.
So they are still working on the part of getting the two pieces to work correctly.
Yeah.
This time they were able to send the first stage. It has to turn around and come back. And it was like, hey, that's looking pretty good. It's not looking so good. Card blammo! And it was quite the spectacular explosion. If you haven't seen it, well worth it. And then they lost the second stage as well. But that one they were like less... There were less... I didn't wake up at 5 in the morning to watch it. I was too sick, but there was less coverage of it, let's say.
Yeah.
of what happened to the second part. So I don't know if you've seen anything since Siege.
Yeah, they just kind of... they kind of have... What was the term that they used on the first one? And
unplanned rapid disassembly.
Yes, unplanned rapid disassembly. In other words, it blowed up. Like they essentially, they had said like the first stage... That when it finally separated the first stage, I don't know how it, what, I don't know. This thing is just like, this is supposed to be like the super future of how we travel in space, and we can't even get it up once. And then the second time.
Brandon's got a doctor to help with that.
We've all been there.
And the second time that they launch it, they quote unquote lost signal. And couldn't control it, so they just blew it up.
Oh.
That's what they're telling everybody, because they were saying...
That sounds like a real China move.
Yeah, I know, right?
We can't find it.
It's just out there, just kind of just toss it in the ocean.
It's just going over Siege's neighborhood, no big deal.
Yeah, no worries about it.
Now, would you have been able to see, I don't know if you saw it or not, but would you have been able to see the massive explosion from your house?
I was not able to see it just because of cloud cover, at least this time. And I know that they launched it from Texas and they launched it out over the Gulf. So I don't even
know. Yeah, so it's coming right for you.
Yeah.
It's coming right for us.
It's a bunch of Floridians
just shooting guns at it.
I mean, it's crazy. I send you guys the videos all the time of when there's NASA launches from here in Cape Canaveral. Yeah, they're great. And if I were to like send you the full like 8 to 10 minute length video when they launch going east or southeast.
That's okay. Gregor won't make it 8 or 10 minutes.
Yeah. No. It's all right. You can pause it and come back to it. You know where you are. Yeah. But you can watch it.
I lose interest rapidly, which is weird.
Rapid, unplanned disassembly.
Well, that brings us to the final part of the show this week, where we talk about all the things that we covered and maybe some things that we even picked up. It's a very heady show, but we got to break it down. It's time for What Did We Learn This Week? Brandon, what did we learn this week?
I learned that the UK has nukes, and I'm concerned. the thing I took from that story is that... of course, yeah, they're going to make a nuclear eel that's going to be attached to the end of a orca. But that I just didn't know that they were nuclearly active.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of countries that have them, though. I think, right?
A lot of countries I don't trust to have them, and the British are one of them.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have a good history of treating the people that they go to well. So,
Siege, what'd you learn this week?
I learned that I have been trying to AI Brandon's face without a mustache this entire time, because I honestly don't even remember what you look like without one.
Next week on Nerd Talk Plus, Brandon shaves his mustache.
Live.
And Gerg, what did you learn this week?
S-T-O-I-C-H-I-O-M-E-T-R-Y. That's how you spell stoichiometry.
I was wrong. I think I was wrong about what stoichiometry is.
God damn it!
No, I'm looking it up. Hold on. Oh, no, I was right.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Thanks for joining us for Nerd Talk Plus, the Thanksgiving edition. Now we get to it. I know we have some new reviews that we didn't get to because we were so easily sidetracked, but thank you for doing that. You can leave one. Should we close on a good note? Should we say a review before we go Thanksgiving break?
Sure, why not? This is a
Brandon, what are you doing
here
for Thanksgiving? What do you got going on, huh?
I am going to see my grandma.
Oh, in Seattle? Oh. What? You're going to come see
Like Tacoma, but yeah, I mean, if you get like this figured out, then yeah.
You mean the rash face? I got some cream for that, buddy.
Steve, what do you got going on for Thanksgiving?
Honestly, I don't even know. I'm just going to hang out and probably eat a lot of stuffing and possibly create some new foods by mixing them all together in a bowl and crying.
Oh, yeah. Well, just think that later after that, you can create an even worse thing and make a monster come out of your toilet.
I hope so.
I will be either going to my mother-in-law's house, or because my whole family is sick with whatever this is, I'll be going to Sean Gervin's house to eat his famous gravy. That sounds nice. Read the review!
You gonna bring that butt over here or what?
So, this review, we had a friend of the show, I guess, Thick Thighs Save Lives, write us a blank review a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And
it was 5 stars. Thank you so much. And it says, "So I forgot words last time. Sue me," is the title.
Good.
So it says, "I heard you read my blank review this week, and oh my God, I'm so dumb. But Siege, I've sent you thighs to your messages, and you never answer me. Ha ha ha." Okay. "I found this show from following you on Florida Man Murders.
That hard to believe.
I probably haven't.
Okay.
"I found this show from following you on Florida Man Murders, and oh my God, this show is great. And then when that third guy, Brandon, or Skinny, or whatever it is on to, I literally pee my car seat. You guys need your own show." What? "Not like this, but a real one. Oh, one like on the radio in the morning." You know, where Gregor is. "Like where the good ones go." Yeah, where Gregor is.
Hey.
"Or on TV. Or keep doing this one, but every day. I have so many good ideas. Anyway, I guess I'll talk to you later, okay? See, Jans or me, K, bye."
So she writes reviews like I leave voicemails.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is, were we just talking in text? Thick Thighs Save Lives, we appreciate you.
I listen to Tom Papa's, whatever his show is called on Sirius sometimes, on Netflix, is a joke radio, and yeah, he definitely, someone was like leaving a message and then he goes, "Oh boy, she's spiraling." And she just keeps going down and down and down. First of all, just a quick history lesson sorry, I just got a text that's concerning. A quick history lesson about the show. I've done this. There's more than 500 episodes of different versions of this show. So it's been around for a while. Yeah. And this isn't to correct you or to judge or anything. Just thank you so much for leaving the review and saying all those nice words. Brandon and I, when we first made it a long form podcast, Brandon wasn't the third guy. He was the co-host.
I'm
and,
the new guy.
We did that for years.
Yeah.
And then Brandon decided that he would have a second ping pong ball, and so so Siege stepped up to help in these last 4 months as Brandon's life is just burning before our eyes or whatever. But God, that haircut is great. I feel like you were wearing a hat today, and it still looks good.
You came on? Oh
yeah, yeah, oh, I remember that. Yeah,
I was going. I was going real Sidious.
Just good texture. Just real. That's real good. It looks real good. So yeah, look at that, handsome. So Brandon
got that,
is
K style in it.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either, but I think it's the BTS guys.
Oh, K-pop.
Yeah, K-pop. Like, you got
Korean
K-pop
style in
it.
Yeah. They're doing crazy things with tattoos in Korea.
I'm just
trying
to put some of Sean's gravy in my hair.
Yeah, I'll bring you some of that. Yeah, you'll be down south there. He's down there in Canton. You go talk to him there. You talk to him nice. Yeah.
Anyway. Get a little gravy.
Yeah, exactly.
You gonna bring that butt over here or what?
Yeah. Hey, this has gone wildly off track, and once again, I started the show being kind of grumpy and knew that this would be exactly what we all needed, so happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Stay safe. Everyone pour out a little of Sean's gravy for Siege, who's going to be crying into his bowl of mixed foods, and thanks just a lot. You can... Tuesdays at 10 a.m. streaming on the Odyssey app. You can get us where you listen to podcasts. We're really grateful. Again, it's Gregor's Nerd Talk. Gregor being the person from the professional radio morning show that does... Anyway. Give us a follow, and we'd love your... I don't actually care about the 5-star reviews, that stuff, like the comments and stuff. Spreading the show, that's certainly not working. But I really just like to hear from you. And so if you just want to go to Nerd Talk Plus and talk to us online, please do. Really appreciate that. And also stick something in your nose that isn't drugs and get a buzz like Brandon. Yeah. So, and final thought on Siege's big inhale is that I noticed on Spotify you can rate each episode you listen to. You might even be able to leave a little comment there, so that helps us as well if you want to do that. But we really like just hearing from you, because it's a lot of fun to hear how badly we're influencing potentially decent people. Probably not potentially decent people. So yeah, anyway, happy Thanksgiving. We're really grateful, and cheers, you guys.
Siege, can your dad have Sean's gravy?
My dad can have whatever kind of gravy you want to give him.
Good.
Safe answer.
Okay, bye guys.
Love you guys, mean it, bye.
All right. Oh, well, poor Japan. That's a thing. I just
also blew up the starship again. Did you see that?
Oh dude, I wondered if you made it up in time for that. Okay, so SpaceX this week, they sent up the second test of the Starship spacecraft. What it is it's supposed to be what Elon Musk wants to send people to Mars in. And the idea is you have a giant booster with like 30 rockets in the bottom, and then once it gets taken off and it goes high enough up, it shoots the second stage, which is what would carry the people away. And you need like tons and tons of thrust to get people off of the Earth and then away from our gravity to another place, right? Perhaps you could even send it to another part of the Earth. You could go to the moon, whatever. And what they do is they bring the first stage back.
Did you see the actual... Did I send you the map that they had where they had the little graphic of it where they actually have to refuel the second stage of the booster? It essentially launches, goes around the Earth, gets an orbit. They launch another one while it's making that orbit, sending that up, and that the second rocket refuels the first one and essentially gives it a slingshot burst off into space fully fueled.
So they are still working on the part of getting the two pieces to work correctly.
Yeah.
This time they were able to send the first stage. It has to turn around and come back. And it was like, hey, that's looking pretty good. It's not looking so good. Card blammo! And it was quite the spectacular explosion. If you haven't seen it, well worth it. And then they lost the second stage as well. But that one, they were like less... There were less... I didn't wake up at 5 in the morning to watch it. I was too sick, but there was less coverage of it, let's say.
Yeah.
of what happened to the second part. So I don't know if you've seen anything since Siege.
Yeah, they just kind of... they kind of have... What was the term that they used on the first one? And
unplanned rapid disassembly.
Yes, unplanned rapid disassembly. In other words, it blowed up. Like they had said like the first stage... That when it finally separated the first stage, I don't know how it, what, I don't know. This thing is just like, this is supposed to be like the super future of how we travel in space, and we can't even get it up once. And then the second time.
Brandon's got a doctor to help with that.
We've all been there.
And the second time that they launch it, they quote unquote lost signal and couldn't control it, so they just blew it up.
Oh.
That's what they're telling everybody, because they were saying...
That sounds like a real China move.
Yeah, I know, right?
We can't find it.
It's just out there, just kind of just toss it in the ocean.
It's just going over Siege's neighborhood, no big deal.
Yeah, no worries about it.
Now, would you have been able to see, I don't know if you saw it or not, but would you have been able to see the massive explosion from your house?
I was not able to see it just because of cloud cover, at least this time. And I know that they launched it from Texas and they launched it out over the Gulf. So I don't even
know. Yeah, so it's coming right for you.
Yeah,
it's coming right for us.
It's a bunch of Floridians just
shooting guns at it.
I mean, it's crazy. I send you guys the videos all the time of when there's NASA launches from here in Cape Canaveral. Yeah, they're great. And if I were to send you the full like 8 to 10 minute length video when they launch going east or southeast.
That's okay. Gregor won't make it 8 or 10 minutes.
Yeah. No. It's all right. You can pause it and come back to it. You know where you are. Yeah. But you can watch it. You watch
I lose
it
interest
launch.
Rapidly, which is weird.
Rapid, unplanned disassembly.
Well, that brings us to the final part of the show this week, where we talk about all the things that we covered and maybe some things that we even picked up. It's a very heady show, but we got to break it down. It's time for What Did We Learn This Week? Brandon, what did we learn this week?
I learned that the UK has nukes, and I'm concerned. The thing I took from that story is that, of course, yeah, they're going to make a nuclear eel that's going to be attached to the end of a orca, but that I just didn't know that they were nuclearly active.
I think there's a lot of countries that have them, though, I think, right?
Yeah, a lot of countries I don't trust to have them, and the British are one of them.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have a good history of treating the people that they go to well, so.
Siege, what'd you learn this week?
I learned that I have been trying to AI Brandon's face without a mustache this entire time, because I honestly don't even remember what you look like without one.
Next week on Nerd Talk Plus, Brandon shaves his mustache.
Live.
And Gerg, what did you learn this week?
STOICHIOMETRY. That's how you spell stoichiometry.
I was wrong. I think I was wrong about what stoichiometry is.
God damn it!
No, I'm looking it up. Hold on. Oh, no, I was right.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Thanks for joining us for Nerd Talk Plus, the Thanksgiving edition. Now we get to it. I know we have some new reviews that we didn't get to because we were so easily sidetracked, but thank you for doing that. You can leave one. Should we close on a good note? Should we say a review before we go for the Thanksgiving break?
Sure, why not? This is a
Brandon,
long
what are you doing for
here.
Thanksgiving? What do you got going on, huh?
I am going to see my grandma.
Oh, in Seattle? Oh.
Tacoma, but yeah, I mean, if you get like this figured out, then yeah.
You mean the rash face? I got some cream for that, buddy.
Steve, what do you got going on for Thanksgiving?
Honestly, I don't even know. I'm just going to hang out and probably eat a lot of stuffing and possibly create some new foods by mixing them all together in a bowl and crying.
Oh, yeah. Well, just think that later after that, you can create an even worse thing and make a monster come out of your toilet.
I hope so.
I will be either going to my mother-in-law's house, or because my whole family is sick with whatever this is, I'll be going to Sean Gervin's house to eat his famous gravy. That sounds nice. Read the review!
You gonna bring that butt over here or what?
So, this review, we had a friend of the show, I guess, Thick Thighs Save Lives, write us a blank review a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And
five stars. Thank you so much. And it says, "So I forgot words last time. Sue me," is the title.
Good.
So it says, "I heard you read my blank review this week, and oh my God, I'm so dumb. But Siege, I've sent you thighs to your messages, and you never answer me. Ha ha ha. Okay. I found this show from following you on Florida Man Murders.
That hard to believe.
No, I probably haven't.
Okay.
I found this show from following you on Florida Man Murders, and oh my God, this show is great. And then when that third guy, Brandon, or Skinny, or whatever it is, I literally pee my car seat. You guys need your own show. What? Not like this, but a real one. Oh, one like on the radio in the morning, you know, where Gregor is. Like where the good ones go. Yeah, where Gregor is.
Hey.
Or on TV. Or keep doing this one, but every day. I have so many good ideas. Anyway, I guess I'll talk to you later, okay? Siege, answer me. Okay, bye.
So she writes reviews like I leave voicemails.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is, when we just talking in text, Thick Thighs Save Lives, we appreciate you.
I listen to Tom Papa's, whatever his show is called on Sirius sometimes, on Netflix, is a joke radio, and yeah, he definitely, someone was like leaving a message and then he goes, oh boy, she's spiraling. And she just keeps going down and down and down. First of all, just a quick history lesson about Sorry, I just got a text that's concerning. A quick history lesson about the show. I've done this. There's more than 500 episodes of different versions of this show, so it's been around for a while. Yeah. And this isn't to correct you or to judge or anything, just thank you so much for leaving the review and saying all those nice words. Brandon and I, when we first made it a long-form podcast, Brandon wasn't the third guy. He was the co-host. We did that for years.
Yeah.
And then Brandon decided that he would have a second ping pong ball, and so so Siege stepped up to help in these last 4 months as Brandon's life is just burning before our eyes or whatever. But God, that haircut is great. I feel like you were wearing a hat today, and it still looks good. Were you wearing before you came on?
Oh
yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
I was going real Sidious.
Just good texture. That's real good. It looks real good. So yeah, look at that, handsome. So Brandon is
K style in it.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either, but I think it's the BTS guys.
Oh, K-pop.
Yeah, K-pop. Like, you got Korean K-pop style in your hair. Yeah.
They're doing crazy things with tattoos in Korea.
I'm just trying to put some of Sean's gravy in my hair.
Yeah, I'll bring you some of that. Yeah, you'll be down south down there. He's down there in Canton. You go talk to him there. You talk to him nice.
Yeah. Anyway. Get a little gravy.
Yeah, exactly.
You bring that butt over here or what?
Hey, this has gone wildly off track, and once again, I started the show being kind of grumpy and knew that this would be exactly what we all needed, so happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Stay safe, everyone. Pour out a little of Sean's gravy for Siege, who's going to be crying into his bowl of mixed foods, and thanks just a lot. You can Tuesdays at 10 a.m. streaming on the Odyssey app. You can get us where you listen to podcasts. We're really grateful. Again, it's Gregor's Nerd Talk. Gregor being the person from the professional radio morning show that does anyway. And give us a follow, and we'd love your. I don't actually care about the 5-star reviews, that stuff, like the comments and stuff. For spreading the show, that's certainly not working. But I really just like to hear from you, and so if you just want to go to Nerd Talk Plus and talk to us online, please do. Really appreciate that, and also stick something in your nose that isn't drugs, and get a buzz like Brandon. Yeah. So, and final thought on Siege's big inhale is that on I noticed on Spotify you can rate each episode you listen to. You might even be able to leave a little comment there, so that helps us as well if you want to do that. But we really like just hearing from you because it's a lot of fun to hear how badly we're influencing potentially decent people. Probably not potentially decent people. So. Yeah, anyway, happy Thanksgiving. We're really grateful, and cheers, you guys.
Siege, can your dad have Sean's gravy?
My dad can have whatever kind of gravy you want to give him.
Good.
Safe answer.
Okay, bye, guys.
Love you, guys. Mean it. Bye.